give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
I
Glory, glory, glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah said, I looked up and saw the Lord lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is filling the whole earth with his glory. So I just thank God that we, the people of God, continue to glorify our God, which is in heaven above. Amen. Welcome to our midweek service. We thank God for you as you tuned in to hear a word from the Lord, as you tuned in to be a participant of what God is about to do over these next few moments. I believe that God has a word for you. I believe that it is just an awesome season for you, and I believe that God is going to get the glory out of your life and my life. My wife, Pastor Rebecca, and myself and the New Creation Church family, we welcome you. Amen. Let us pray as we open up the service today, Father. In your Son Jesus' name, this is the day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. And even by means of your telephone or however you're tuning in with your computer, we believe that the Holy Spirit is here to meet us right in the sanctuary. So, Lord, we say, have your way. Your way are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we yield and we submit and we surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you get the glory out of these next few moments, this teaching and preaching moment, and we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Get excited. Begin to anticipate. I'm praying already for God to give me ears to hear and a heart to receive what he wants to speak to us today. Amen. So ready yourselves. Text somebody, tweet or Facebook somebody. Give them this phone number. Tell them to call in while they're eating their lunch. They can call in and get a word before they go back to work. And even if they're home, give them this number. Tell them to call in and meet us in the sanctuary. So after the next song you hear, we're going to hear from our very own Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth the word of God and break the bread of the word over our lives and today. So be blessed and wait and allow God to minister to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
I have the joy of the Lord way down on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise God. He's worthy of your praise. God is worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. No matter what you're going through on today, go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, we glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. God, there is none like you. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. I praise you, oh God. I praise you, oh God. I thank you for waking me up this morning. Oh God, I thank you for my right mind. Hallelujah. You got to praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. Don't let your circumstances stop you from praising God. Don't let, my God, don't let your problems prevent you from praising. Hallelujah. You have to praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Just praise God in the middle of the storm. Praise God. Even if you don't feel like it, praise God. Even if you find it difficult, praise God. Even if the gates of hell are trying to prevail in your life, go ahead and praise God. The joy of the Lord truly is your strength. Hallelujah. I declare the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord has to be your strength on today, saints of God. You have to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good, church, and he's worthy to be praised. I say God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to start with verse 10. If you have your Bible, if not, just listen as we read, as I read in your hearing. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Starting with verse 10, my God, I tell you, that song just triggered something in me. There is a rejoicing in my soul, hallelujah, and I pray that the anointing that's coming through, my God, that's coming through my voice, that's coming from my loins, is permeating your atmosphere, amen. I pray that God is changing the atmosphere around you, even as you listen, and that God will do something supernaturally. He will supernaturally charge you, my God, with fresh fire, even as you listen to the words that come forth during this time of sharing the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody out there needs to catch on fire. You need to catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10. Hallelujah. And it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. My God. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy. You alone are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this time of sharing in your word. God, we just thank you for who you are and what you have already done. Lord, I ask that you use me as your woman servant. Use me to your glory. Speak through me, O God, to the hearts of the people that have assembled in the sanctuary to hear your word, Father God. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free, O God. And at the end of this time, O God, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you today on the topic, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. Hallelujah. Here we have Paul writing a letter to the church of Ephesus. Amen. And he's telling them and encouraging them after they have done all to stand. And then he says to be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the power of his might. Hallelujah. And to stand after they have done all to stand in God's power. Hallelujah. And we have to know, hallelujah, that when we have done all, after we have done everything, that we know that we still have a God that we can look to. When our faith runs short, when our strength runs out, we know that we can look to the Most High God. God says when we are weak, that he is strong. Hallelujah. And you have to know that when you are weak, then God is strong. That's why you have to lean on the Lord. You have to trust in the Lord. The Bible tells us that we are cursed when we lean on people, when we trust in people, when we lean on the arm of flesh, that people can't do us no good when it comes to depending solely and putting our trust in them. He says, but blessed is the man and blessed is the woman that puts his trust, that puts her trust in the Lord. You have to continue to put your trust in God. People will let you down, but God will never let you down. And God is saying to you on today that you have to continue to fight. You have to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Some of you may say, like I did, they have often said, well, all of my life I have had to fight. Hallelujah. I've had to fight growing up. I had to fight in the neighborhood. I had to fight in my family. I had to fight for my rights. I had to fight to be right. Hallelujah. I had to fight. My God, when the devil tried to kill me, tried to annihilate me by stripping away my self-esteem, by stripping away way, hallelujah, any sense of morality I had, the devil tried to kill me, hallelujah, when he had me out there living any kind of way, hallelujah, drinking and drugging, hallelujah, doing all kinds of craziness because of something that was done to me when I was a child, hallelujah, I had to fight. After being molested, I had to fight. After being neglected, I had to fight. Hallelujah. After being abandoned, I had to fight. After being rejected, all of my life, I've had to fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even in the church, coming into the church, I've had to fight. Hallelujah. So-called Christians, hallelujah, who were supposed to love on me, hallelujah, have disappointed me, have rejected me, hallelujah. I have been disillusioned even in the church. I have frenemies and saints who were angry, hallelujah. People, my God, hallelujah, who didn't mean to hurt me, but inadvertently they have hurt me, hallelujah. I've had to fight for my sanity. I had to fight, my God, to stop and keep from losing my mind. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Where you had to fight to keep your sanity. You have had to fight to keep from losing your mind. You have had to fight, my God, hallelujah, to keep from going under. It's a jungle out there, and you have had to fight wondering how you kept from going under, but you can probably declare and open up your mouth and say, if it were not for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. If it had not been for Jesus, I would have lost my mind. Who out there has the testimony that you know if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would not be sitting there in your right mind. You would not be sitting there able to put two words together. You would not be sitting there clothed with your clothes on. You'd be like the man that was possessed with demons. Hallelujah. And when Jesus went out and went over there just to see about this man, he crossed over to the other side and found this man living in the tomb. tombs. He was living amongst the dead. He was cutting himself. He would, they would chain him up, and he would break open the chains. Hallelujah. And everybody was scared of this man because he was crazy, y'all. He was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He was crazy. Hallelujah. And when he saw Jesus, he ran and fell at Jesus' feet. My God, hallelujah. And then even the devil began, the demons began to speak to Jesus and beg Jesus not to cast them out and not to cast them out. My God, but they said, cast us into those swine. If you're going to cast us out, they wanted to possess something and somebody. See, the devil sends demons, and their job is to possess somebody. My God, hallelujah, to possess you and to distress you. My God, to oppress you. My God, hallelujah, and ultimately to destroy you. Hallelujah, just like when the swine, they went into the swine, they literally destroyed the swine as the swine went into the sea and drowned. My God, hallelujah. Some of you, the devil has gotten into you, and the devil's gotten onto you, and the devil's gotten on your back, because Christians cannot be possessed by the devil, but the devil's gotten on your back, and the devil is trying to destroy you, but you got to fight. You have to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God sets you free. When you declare that Jesus was your Lord and your Savior, Savior, the Lord sets you free. Hallelujah. And those who are free in Christ are free, free indeed. Hallelujah. You got to declare, I'm free. Go ahead and declare, I'm free. God has set me free. But the devil wants you. He wanted you to be like that demon-possessed man running around amongst the dead. But God has brought you back amongst the living. Oh, my God, I was dead in my sins, but now I live. You got to declare it. I was dead. The devil had me, but now, thank God for Jesus. Thanks be to God. I am alive. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. I was lost, but now I'm found. Who am I talking to out there? Well, you know that God has done a 180-degree turnaround in your life. Where you were going one way, you were going on the path of destruction, and now you're on the road of destiny. You're going someplace. Tell yourself, I'm going someplace. I'm going someplace in Jesus. Go ahead and prophesy to yourself. I'm going someplace. God is taking me someplace. You might feel like you're stuck right now, but guess what? You're going someplace. You might feel broken, busted, and disgusted right now, but guess what? God is taking you someplace. This is not the end of the road for you. God has an ultimate plan for you. God has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. He has a plan to give you a hope and a future. But you got to fight the good fight. You got to fight the good fight of faith. My God, hallelujah. The devil, hallelujah, has a plan. The Bible says that the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And you have to know that the first thing that you're going to encounter in your battle is the devil. Let me say that again. You have to know that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the first thing that you're going to encounter in your battle is the devil. Hallelujah. But go ahead and tell yourself, the devil can't do me no harm. Hallelujah. Because God said in his word that he has given you power over all the power of the devil, over all the power of the enemy. He says, you shall tread on serpents and scorpions. You shall cast out demons. You shall, if you drink anything deadly, it shall not harm you. He says, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy, so the devil can do you no harm. Hallelujah. The devil can do you no harm. Hallelujah. The devil comes. Hallelujah. He has a hit out on you. Hallelujah. You're on the devil's hit list. You're a traitor in the arms, in the eyes of the devil. Hallelujah. You used to live and pick comfort in the arms of the devil. You used to run with the devil and his demons. You used to be the leader of the pack, but now you have turned your back on the devil, and you're running with God now. Who you running with? You're running with Jesus now. Hallelujah. And you have gave your life to the Lord, and the devil is mad. I'm telling you, ain't nobody mad but the devil. The devil is mad at you. He's mad because you have abandoned him, because you have broken camp. Hallelujah. you because you have gone on to the other side. You left the side of evil and you've gone over to the side of good. And the devil is not happy about that. So he's coming against you with everything in him. The devil has sent demons on assignment to come against your marriage. The devil has sent demons on assignment to come against your ministry. The devil has sent demons on assignment to come against your mind. The devil has sent demons on assignment to come against your money. Am I on your street yet? Can you raise your hand and say, amen, preacher, you're talking to me today? Because the devil surely has been on my tracks. The devil's been on my case. But I'm telling you, you got to tell the devil, Satan, get behind me, because you're already defeated. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is the God that is on the inside of me than the God that is in this world. Devil, my God is greater than you. The power that God has on the inside of me is greater than any power that you have in my life. You cannot effect any damage in my life, devil. Hallelujah. You got to get mad at the devil. You have to tell the devil to get to step. And as a matter of fact, tell the devil, go ahead and lay down and get under my feet. Put the devil under your feet where he belongs. You can tread upon that serpent, that old beady-eyed serpent. Satan has no power in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to fight. The first thing that you're going to encounter in your fight is the devil. The Bible says that we fight not against flesh and blood. So that sister that's getting on your nerves, that brother that's coming against you, those people that abandoned you, those people that are talking about you like a dog, those people that are persecuting you, and those people that were said that they were your friends and now they're like enemies. Worse than a friend of me. Hallelujah. Those people, those backstabbers, those backbiters, those people, hallelujah, that are waiting around, my God, to see your destruction, those people that want to see you fall, the ones that want to see you fail, I'm here to tell you today that's not your real enemy, my God, because you fight not against flesh and blood. See, it ain't nothing but the devil using those people. Those people have given a toehold to the devil, and the devil has taken a stronghold in their lives, and the devil is using them, orchestrating their actions, orchestrating their words, putting words in their mouths, putting weapons in their hands, trying to come against you. But I'm here to tell you today that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You already have the victory. You might feel like a failure right now. You might feel like nobody's for you. You might feel like everybody is against you. You might feel like throwing in the towel, but I'm telling you, don't give up yet. Don't you dare quit. You're more than a conqueror. The battle is already won. You got to keep fighting, though. Don't give up. Hallelujah. It's not a 10 count. Guess what? Before they could count to 10, you're getting up again. Hallelujah. You're not down for the count. Get on up from there. Hallelujah. Dust yourself off. Oh, my God. Put up your dukes. Put up your spiritual dukes and begin to fight. Don't throw a punch. My God, say a prayer. Hallelujah. Don't throw a punch. Pick up your Bible. Hallelujah. Don't throw a punch. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to fight in the spiritual realm. You got to not lash out at people, because the people are really not your enemy. Hallelujah. You're not fighting flesh and blood. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't concentrate on folk. Don't spend your energy. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy fighting people. They're oblivious. My God, most people are oblivious to the harm that they're bringing you. Most people don't even know how much pain they are causing you. They are oblivious. They've been blindsided by the evil one. Hallelujah. They're being used by the devil. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says pray for your enemy. Huh? Pray for those people that persecute you, that they know not what they do. Jesus prayed and said, Father, my God, even on the cross, Jesus prayed. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Huh? Hallelujah. You got to pray for those who persecute you and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even when they're throwing stones at you. My God, hallelujah. Don't don't you know that no weapon formed against you can prosper? Hallelujah. Even though they're throwing stones at you, even though those stones might feel like they're killing you, even Stephen, when he was being stoned, he gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. And he looked up to heaven. Hallelujah. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. He said, forgive them. Hallelujah. Forgive them. Learn from Jesus' example. Forgive them. Because guess what? Even though it looks like they're winning, they're losing. You're the one that's winning. Victory is yours. Tell yourself, victory is mine. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I already got the victory. You got to prophesy to yourself. Speak it out. Speak it out into the atmosphere. Speak it out and say, I already have the victory. Hallelujah. And then the second thing, hallelujah, that you have to realize, even as you realize that you're in this spiritual warfare, hallelujah, that the part of spiritual warfare is discouragement. Hallelujah. Somebody say discouragement. Hallelujah. Discouragement. The devil, again, well, the devil wants to discourage you. Hallelujah. See, the tactic of the enemy, the wiles of the devil, the Bible says that you will put on the full armor of God, that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. The tactics of the devil. My God, the strategies of the devil. See, you need to be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. Listen. Stop being so emotional, huh? Stop being so emotional. Stand back and take a look at what's really going on here. Hallelujah. What's really going on? Hallelujah. Haven't you been down this road before? Haven't you seen this strategy before? See, the devil doesn't have any new strategies. He will always come back with the same old strategy. Hallelujah. He will always try to get you into a place of discouragement, because if the devil can get you discouraged, then he can get you to throw up your hands and quit. See, but don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit. See, the devil wants to get you to the point where you are sitting in the corner somewhere, my God, frustrated, disappointed, disillusioned. The devil wants to get you to the point where you are hopeless, where you can feel like you cannot go forward. The devil wants you to give up on your dream. He wants you to give up on your faith. The devil wants you to give up on God. He wants you to give up on going to church. He wants you to give up on marriage. The devil wants you to give up on your children. He wants you to give up on being debt free. The devil wants you to give up on that ministry. But oh, I came to tell you today that the devil is a liar and the devil is already defeated. He wants you to get discouraged. Discouragement. Discouraged. That word discouraged means to take away your courage. See, the courage. The Lord told Joshua to be strong in the Lord, to be courageous, to be of good courage, to be of good strength, to be a person, hallelujah, who will not give up, a person who no matter what happens, hallelujah, they will stay on the battlefield. No matter what happens, they will continue to fight, hallelujah. No matter what happens, a person who has courage will continue to confess what thus says the Lord over their lives. A person who has courage is one who will say, I'm going to keep going today and tomorrow. I have stuff to do. I won't give up. God has promised me some stuff, and I want my stuff. You got to declare. Go ahead and shout it out. I want my stuff. Hallelujah. I want everything that God has for me. I refuse to quit. I refuse to give up. I refuse to get discouraged. Hallelujah. The devil wants to take away my courage. You got to talk to yourself, but I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I'm going to be of good courage. Hallelujah. And how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. You have to meditate on the word of God. Keep that word in your eye gates. Continue to meditate on the word of God. Continue to mumble. Not just read the word, but study the word. And not just study the word, but reflect upon the word. Not just reflect upon the word, but get that word on the inside of you. Eat the word. Hallelujah. Chew on that word. Hallelujah. Mother the word, which means to let that that word come forth from your mouth. Instead of saying, oh, I'm so defeated, I'm so tired, say, the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Say, no weapon formed against me can prosper. Say, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Say that the victory is already mine through Christ Jesus. Begin to mutter, begin to proclaim, begin to declare, begin to pronounce, begin to announce, begin to prophesy the word of God over your life. Begin to say what God has said about you. God has shown you a vision. God has shown you a vision, hallelujah, of what he's going to do in your life. God has shown you your children being saved. God has shown you a successful marriage. He has shown you a ministry where souls are being saved and lives are being changed. God has shown you money in your bank account, not money just for you, but money enough for you to help somebody else. God has shown you a ministry where you are able to heal the sick, where you're able to prophesy, where you are able to proclaim this gospel. God has shown you so much. God has shown you your own house. God has shown you you being joyful and peaceful. God has shown you the glory that he's going to get out of your life. Who am I talking to out there? God has spoken over your life. The prophets have prophesied to you. You have heard the preached word, and you have received the preached word over your life. And you have believed the word. What happened to your faith? Your faith. See, I tell you what happened to your faith. You allowed yourself. You have allowed yourself to be discouraged. But I'm here to tell you, it's time to get your courage back. I know they walked away from you, and I know it hurt. I know people have talked about you, and I know that the least likely to that you thought would leave you has left you. I know that people that said that they would be with you forever have walked away from you. I know that there are people in your life that you never expected to bring you any trouble, and they have hurt you. I know the person that is closest to you has hurt you. I know that the people that you have opened up your heart to have taken your heart and crushed your heart in their hands and throw your heart, they've thrown your heart on the ground and they trampled your heart under their feet. But I'm here to tell you to be encouraged on today, to be encouraged. I came to encourage you on today. I came to let you know that if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. I came to let you know that God sees your tears. He sees every tear. He's catching every tear in the bottle. I came to let you know that God is never going to leave you. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. That he's always with you. And as you're on this road to be, do, and have, everything that God has called you to be, do, and have, you have to be encouraged on today, knowing that the end days, your latter days, the end of this matter is much better than your former days. The end of this matter is much better than the beginning of this matter. See, God already knows the ending from the beginning. God already knows where he's taking you. Hallelujah. Come on, you got to go ahead and praise God. I feel a praise bubbling up in your spirit. I sense that you're ready to begin to live again. You're ready to begin to praise God again. Come on up out of your cave. It's not time for you to give up on life. It's not time for you to get discouraged. I know it seems like all of your purpose has been stripped away. You might have lost your job. You might have been laid off of fire. You might have had some problems with your health. You might have had a marriage. Even your marriage may have failed. You might have had a ministry, church doors closed. You might have been hurt in the church. But I'm here to tell you that in the middle of all that hurt, in the middle of all that loss, there is still hope and there is still restoration. Hallelujah. 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 There is still hope and there is still restoration. God is saying that he's going to give back everything, everything that the devil stole. And the first thing he wants to give you back, he wants to give you back your courage. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. That means get your courage back. Discouraged means that your courage has been taken away. Encouraged means that your courage is coming back. Your hair is growing back. Come on. Hallelujah. Your hair is growing back. Samson lost his hair. He left God. He betrayed God. He betrayed God's trust. He began to play with the things of God, and he lost his power. They cut off his hair. But I'm telling you today that when he repented, his hair began to grow back. And somebody out there, your hair is growing back. You are, oh, my God, my God, my God. Your hair is growing back. You're getting your power back. You're getting your strength back. You're getting your life back. Your money is coming back into order. My God, your children are coming back into order. Your marriage is coming into order. That ministry, that church is coming into order. God says your hair is growing back. Who am I talking to out there? I came to tell you, hallelujah, that this is a time of restoration for you. Everything that the devil stole, God is giving it back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, you got to be diligent. You have to be diligent in this battle. It's not time to give up. I talked about it before. You have to be diligent in fighting the devil. Let me tell you something about the devil. The devil is not weak. My God, yeah. I thought you said the devil is defeated. Yes, the devil is defeated, but the devil is not weak. Hallelujah. The devil, my God, the devil will give you a fight. The devil will give you a run for your money. Hallelujah. It's like if you've ever had a fight with an opponent, and it seems like you had that opponent down, but that opponent just kept getting up again. You thought that it was over. You thought that you had given them the 1-2 punch. You thought you had giving them the knockout punch, and then they got up again. And if you haven't had that kind of fight, maybe you saw a fight like that on TV. Maybe you saw a fight where it just seems like you had gotten this opponent down. They had gotten the opponent down, Mike Tyson and Holyfield. It seemed like Mike Tyson thought he had beat Holyfield, but Holyfield came back and punched out and knocked out Mike Tyson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the devil is strong. He's as strong as you are if you're just depending on your own strength. Hallelujah. See, but what Mike Tyson didn't know is that Holyfield had a scripture that said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, Holyfield had a secret weapon. He had plotos, which is what the book of Ephesians is talking about when Paul says, stand in the power of his might. He had the power. That word power means plotos. That means the power of God. Well, all you have to do is stand in his power. Stand in faith, believing that God's going to help you win this battle. Stand in faith, believing that God already has the battle won. All you got to do is stand in the ring of faith. Stand in the ring of life and stand in faith, believing that God's got you. You could do a 1-2. You could do the rope-a-dope. Hallelujah. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. Like Ali, he says, ain't nobody prettier than me, huh? But you can say, ain't nobody stronger than me, because I got the power of his might. I have the power of God's might operating on the inside of me. And yeah, devil, you strong, but I'm stronger, because I got God. I got Christ who gives me power. And when I am weak, he is strong. And when I feel like I can't throw another punch, guess what? He'll throw the punch for me. All I got to do is stand. Hallelujah. I'm standing in the power of his might. All you got to do is stand, brother of God. All you got to do is stand, my sister. All you got to do is stand, man of God. Woman of God, just stand. Stand in the power of his might. But you got to fight the good fight of faith. No. You got to throw a punch. Well, how do I throw a punch? By not fighting against flesh and blood. Stay in the ring. That means stay in the presence of the Lord. Stay in the church. Don't leave the church, huh? Don't leave the church. Even if you have to come to this sanctuary every single Wednesday, stay in the ring. Come to Bible study, huh? Hallelujah. Come to worship service. Come and praise God in the sanctuary with the saints. You got to stay in the ring. Stay in the fight. Hallelujah. And then as you're in the ring, you got to pray. That's how you throw a punch. The first punch is through prayer. It says praying in the spirit. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray and call on the name of the Lord. I'm calling on the name of Jesus, because there is power in that name. I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. You got to call on the name of Jesus. Then after you call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you got to pick up your sword. See, so sometimes a punch isn't enough. You got to to pick up a weapon. See, your sword is your weapon. Hallelujah. The sword is the word of God. Pick up the word of God. Get in that word. Open your word. Hallelujah. Meditate on your word. Pray the word. Hallelujah. Begin to declare the word. That's how you throw another punch. That's how you fight. Huh? You got to fight the devil with the sword. You got one hand. Hallelujah. You got your dukes up with one hand, but you got your sword in the other hand. You got your word. Don't be separated from your word. Keep that word ever before you. I'm telling you, when you're feeling discouraged, read the word. When you're feeling hopeless, read the word. When your heart is broken, read the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the other way you fight is with the word. Another way you fight is by praying in the spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You might not have words to say, but go ahead and mutter some words. Open your mouth and say whatever comes out. It might not make sense to you, but God hears you, and it will strengthen you in your inner man. See, when we pray in tongues, it strengthens us in our inner man. It stirs up the power of God. It stirs up the gift that is within you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and stir up your power. Hallelujah. And keep fighting. Whatever you do, don't stop fighting. Keep fighting. Hallelujah. You got to be diligent in this fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Keep the word coming in your ear gates. Go back and listen to the archives. Go back and listen to the archives. Get some tapes. Get some CDs. Get some DVDs. Go to YouTube and listen to some preachers that can stimulate your faith. Hallelujah. Continue to fight this battle. Hallelujah. Because the battle is not yours. And then finally, the way you throw the 1-2 punch, you want to throw the knockout punch, go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God anyhow. Go ahead and praise God in the middle of the battle. Go ahead and praise God. Even if, my God, the devil might knock you down, but praise God from the mat. Praise God from the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. Keep throwing punches. I remember being in a fight when I was a child, and I was being jumped. I had 4 or 5 people. They were fighting me, and they were all over me, and they threw me on the ground. Hallelujah. And I was on the ground kicking and punching. You got to kick and punch from the ground. They got away from me. They said, that girl is crazy. Do you believe that? And there were 4 or 5 of them. I'm on the ground, but do you believe I won that battle? Who am I talking to out there? You can win the battle from the ground. You got to kick and punch from the ground. You got to shout and scream from the ground. You got to praise God from the ground. If you praise God from the ground up, you can get up. If you praise God from the ground up, you can get up. Hallelujah. And if you can get up, you can mount up. God says, that they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall walk and not grow weary. They shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall run and not faint. Hallelujah. God has victory in mind for you, but you have to fight the good fight of faith. You got to fight. Hallelujah. Don't you dare give up. Praise God anyhow. Go ahead and praise him. Praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Praise God in the middle of it. Praise God in spite of it. Praise God no matter what's going on. You already have the victory. God sent me to tell you today that he's restoring you. God has sent me to tell you that this is a time of total restoration. God has sent me to tell you that he's giving you back your joy. God is saying, yeah, he's giving you back your power. Your hair is growing back. God has sent me to tell you that he is restoring your marriage. God has sent me to tell you that he is restoring your everything that the canker worm has stolen. God says this is a time of total restoration. Everything that you think you lost, God is saying this is the season when I am going to restore to you everything that you think you have lost. God is saying I'm going to not only restore, but I'm building you up. I have broken you down, and you may feel like you're at the bottom, but God is saying, I'm getting ready to take you to the top. There is no weapon formed against you that can prosper, and you may have thought it was over, and even the devil may have thought that he had you, but guess what, baby? It's not over, because God said that your latter days shall be better during your former days. In other words, God is saying that the ending is much better than the beginning. See, the end of the story is always better than the beginning. See, there is a happy ending. God is saying that this is the season of happy endings for you. And what the devil meant for harm, God is saying, I'm turning that thing around for your good. You got to praise God right there. God is saying, I'm turning it around for your good. Hallelujah. Good. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and give him some glory. Every need is met. God is saying, I'm sending provision to your house. And I am sending promotion. This is a time of promotion. And God is saying, I'm turning the pages and I'm closing the chapter of that book. But God is saying, I'm writing a new chapter. See, the chapter of drama is over. And you're about to walk into the chapter of victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For somebody out there, God is saying, hallelujah, that he is even doing a new thing. He is doing a new thing in the area of your emotions. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm mending every broken area in your heart. You've been brokenhearted. And God is saying, I'm restoring even the brokenhearted. I'm giving you a new heart. And now, this is the third day. This is the day that you get up. This is the day that you shout for victory. This is the day that you run with joy. Hallelujah. God is giving you a new day, but you have to fight. Hallelujah. You got to fight. Fight the good fight. Even as I turn it back over to Anthony, I dare to Pastor Anthony. Even as I turn it back over to Pastor Anthony, I dare you to shout. I dare you to fight the good fight of faith. I dare you to keep fighting. I dare you to refuse to quit. I dare you to press on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just came to encourage you today to fight the fight. To fight the good fight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is in this sanctuary right now. What a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. God used you to minister to our spirits on today. I believe that somebody got their fight back, and that means they got their flight back. So I just thank God that people are ascending in the things of God. Somebody had thought about giving up, but your word encouraged us today. Somebody thought about quitting, but I believe right now we're still ready to run on and see what the end might be. Amen. Swift. The race is not given to the swift, but those who endure. And the devil tried to kill many of us off, and we're still here. Battling for God. So I just thank God that he protects us. And Pastor, just pray for those just sealing this word over our lives, professing and confessing this word that you just gave us, because people don't understand sometimes the invisible fight that we fight. Paul to the church of Ephesus said we fight not against flesh and blood, and sometimes we still tend to go to this flesh and react in the flesh. You said during your word, we can't live by our feelings. We got to live by faith. So pray today we don't let our emotions and our feelings and even what we know to get in our way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for this word, hallelujah, that you have given me to declare over the lives of the people. And, Lord, I seal this word upon their lives on today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come against every stronghold, even the devil now, Father God, playing with the minds of the people, trying to make them believe that this is not for them, oh God. But, Lord, I declare, seal it for every person under the sound of my voice right now, that this word truly is their word. Oh God, and that they, Father God, from the beginning of this word and to the end of this word, Father God, that they will take possession of this word and that they will run with this word and fight the good fight of faith, oh God, knowing that the battle truly is not given to the swift but to those who endure. So, Lord, I thank you, the Lord, for this word. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for those lives that will be saved, the lives that will be saved, people who felt like giving up, people who felt like throwing in the towel. Lord, I just thank you for that person who's listening right now who thought that they couldn't go any further. But God, you now are speaking hope and encouragement to them. And Lord, I speak victory over their life right now in the name of Jesus, that they shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. So Lord, I speak over the lives of each and every person under the sound of my voice, those who are discouraged, Lord, encourage them on today, those who felt like giving up, those, Father God, who have hopeless situations, seemingly hopeless situations in their lives. Father God, I speak hope to every situation. I speak victory into every situation and every life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that your word will not come back to you void, but it will prosper those things to which you have sent it. It will prosper the people and bring forth fruit in their lives, Father God. So I thank you for the fruit that is coming forth from this word, Father God. Hold up the arms and encourage the hearts of your people. These are your people on today. So save souls, change lives on today. Set the captives free. Open the eyes of the blind. Encourage the discouraged, oh God. Give power to those who feel like they have no power, oh God, and allow each and every one of them to stand in the power of your might, Father God. Father God, continue to fight those spiritual punches, Father God, and to pick up their sword, which is your word, and to walk according to your word, letting your word strengthen them, letting your word heal them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for each and every person, and I thank you for the victory that's already in their lives, and I thank you for the testimony that will come forth, even from this word, that this word will go forth with demonstration and power, bringing forth, Father God, a harvest in the lives of your people. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. We're going to pray the final blessing. Please send us a love offering. Next week we have our women's conference next Friday. Please get the news out about that. We are here in New Jersey. We're getting a wonderful response, and we believe that God is going to move in a mighty way. So if you can get to this New Jersey area, trust me, you will not regret it. But send us an offering. I know many of you want to send something, and sometimes the busyness of the day gets in the way. So tie a string around your finger, put a little note, a post-it note on your Bible. But remember to send us a gift offering as we go forward to do the ministry. So be at our local site, 87 First Street tonight, our midweek service. We will be there tonight at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a powerful move of God tonight. So come out. If you're locally, come out. You won't be disappointed as well. We always have a great time in the Lord. Midweek services at 87 First Street New Creation Church. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray the final blessings upon these people that have listened, even those who will pull up the archives. Lord, minister to your people, talk to this nation, every church open to your name, Lord. Allow your sons and your daughters to call upon the name of the Lord continuously, fighting the good fight of faith as we heard today in the name of Jesus, and we'll receive our crown and a well done from you and enter into glory. So go in peace and serve God. Pastor and I love you. The New Creation Church family loves you. And God bless each and every one of you.
The Bible declares that he has raised us up together and has made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say, oh! Living on the top. See, I'm living the best life, and I'm living a blessed life. I am blessed
in the heavenly with him.
And not only that, y'all, but I'm telling you that I'm walking.
Walking.
I'm walking in the realm
walking
of faith.
In the realm of faith.
And I'm a living miracle.
A miracle.
And I'm receiving the authority.